Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
St. Louis Conservative.
Did you get permission from your boss?
Why don't we sign on right now?
Did your boss, Donald
you
Trump?
You can easily extend
did
the ACA
boss,
right
Did your boss,
now.
Donald Trump,
he's
give
not
you
my
permission?
Boss.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. By the way,
so let me ask you a
why
question.
Did you vote to
let
shut
me ask you
the government
question.
Down?
You
why
know,
did you vote to shut
let
it down?
Let me ask you a question.
For years, you always
you're,
lectured
you're
about
making,
how we need to
you're
keep the government
a,
open.
You're making a show of this to
no,
make yourself
sad.
Relevant.
It's sad. You can easily sign on to
Capital Beat.
We got Congressman Eric Burleson with us this morning from Missouri's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, that obviously was Hakeem Jeffries facing off with Congressman Mike Lawler in the halls the other day. Sounds like Hakeem's a little nervous here.
Yeah, you can see kind of the desperation, and I think that they've put themselves in a really bad spot. The expectation is that they fight against a very moderate and a very modest proposal, which is to extend their own budget, which puts them in a very difficult position.
Yeah, I would think so. Maybe clear this up for people, because I've tried, Lord knows I've tried since this whole shutdown started on the 1st, to explain this Obamacare subsidy issue that they seem to think they're going to fix right now, as opposed to opening the government up and doing this through regular appropriations. That would be the time to address the Obamacare subsidies they seem so concerned about, claiming everybody's going to, millions of people are going to lose health care.
Yeah, I mean, this would be unprecedented if the Republicans did something like that. That never happens. In fact, in Missouri, it would be forbidden based on rules and policies to make policy decisions or substantive policies, basically pass bills within the appropriation bill. That's illegal in Missouri. What they're asking us to do on the federal level is that, to change federal, like basically pass a law, change federal policies in order to extend the appropriations.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know, but is there... people are asking me on social media this morning, do you think there's a risk to Missourians, to your constituents, ended up seeing some sort of sharp increase in their health care costs if something's not done about that? I mean, I hate Obamacare. I've hated it since the day it was forced down our throat by the Democrats. But what they did was pretty smart, because it only works if you can afford subsidies. That's the only way it's affordable. And if those subsidies are stripped out of it, they're going to point their fingers at you and blame you for their prices going up.
Yeah, I get that, which is why I would say the first thing I would say is that no matter what we do, insurance premiums go up because Obamacare is that awful.
Right.
It's bad.
Right.
And so what you're doing is you're throwing good money after bad in order to keep this thing going. It has become an absolute disaster. It's totally upended the healthcare market. It's really, in fact, this enhanced subsidy makes it worse, because the way it's designed is it's really giving the subsidies, the enhanced subsidies go to people who are in the higher end of the income tax bracket. So it's not helping people, in the middle class. It's helping people that are making a lot of money. It's also creating a dynamic where you're having people double dip. So you've got a lot of waste within the system, and so none of that is being addressed. I think if you're going to, if they want to force us to start talking about extending Obamacare, then a lot of people like me have a lot of ideas on how to actually change Obamacare and return to a free market system.
Amen. Yeah. Congressman Eric Burleson, our guest this morning. Yeah, that's it. Do you worry at all that your colleagues over on the Senate side are going to fold here at some point and cave to these Democrats? I mean, I think they've got the upper hand. I saw that Harvard-Harris poll that's out that 57 or 58% of Americans believe the Democrats are in the wrong here. I mean, I would hope they're going to hold their hand.
Yeah, it was 65% say the Democrats should pass the CR. So I think that you're right. I think that politically, the pressure is going to build as we approach the 15th.
Yes,
and I think that Chuck Schumer will be looking for an exit ramp. It would be very, very, very foolish for Republicans to basically take what do they call it out of the jaws of to take a win.
Yeah, snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah, I can see that happening, and I do worry about that. Any thoughts on this what we're seeing in Chicago? I mean, obviously, I've talked to Mike Kehoe. He's activated the National Guard in the instance that we needed in St. Louis or Kansas City or anywhere else in the state. But you got our neighbors to the east over here in Illinois making some outlandish comments about our law enforcement members. Pritzker's called them jackbooted thugs, compared them to the Gestapo, Tammy Duckworth did. That's the kind of rhetoric that gets law enforcement officers hurt. They're going to get shot at, something bad's going to happen. In the meantime, they got some crazy liberal judge that's now banned the National Guard from stepping foot in Chicago.
Well, I mean, they are absolutely losing their minds because the chickens have come to home to roost on the Democrats' failed idea that to defund the police. Because the public has realized that their life and all the risks they've taken in these crime-ridden cities and all in some cases what they've experienced personally is the result of this lax behavior on criminals. And when you see what happened in Washington, D.C., I can tell you that town is now a town you can walk around at night in. It's a town that's cleaner. You don't have to worry about getting harassed by homeless people everywhere you go or being mugged or stabbed. And so it's so much safer. I don't know why anyone would not want that to happen in your city. So...
Right.
I think that it's a political loser for the Democrats.
My question is if you're opposed to reducing the crime rates, are you then in support of the crime? They seem more concerned about illegal criminal aliens than they are about the safety of their own city.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At the end of the day,
They do. And I think that part of it is that what we've learned is that there were multiple reasons why a state would want to have illegal immigrants. One is that if you're a sanctuary city for illegals, then your population in the census goes up and you get more representation in Congress. Two is that you're able to draw down more federal dollars for your hospitals. And so they basically put all of these illegal immigrants on Medicaid, and in order to draw down more federal dollars to their Medicaid system, whether they use it or not. And so it was basically a way to kind of launder money back to the states. So there was a lot of incentives for them to do that. And this is what we've done with the One Big Beautiful Bill has upended all of this. And when Trump is going in and actually deporting people, it's ruining the Democrats' plans.
Yeah, very much so. Well, Congressman, we're going to be watching. Please keep us updated on what's going on up there. If you hear any word that they're about to crack or cave on the shutdown, let me get you back on here.
Anytime, Mark.
All right. Congressman Eric Burleson, we appreciate your time, my friend. Good to get an update on that this morning. I've been Charlie Brown and Lucy kicking the football and landed on my back enough times to know there are people at the top levels of the Republican Party of Washington, D.C., who are already talking about folding this hand. And I hope and pray that John Thune doesn't do that. I really do. But I worry about it because they've got a winner here and they haven't won at this shutdown game in a long time. And if they just wait a few more days, the left is going to crack here. When they start seeing their constituents start complaining about checks not coming in the mail, then they're going to give in on this because they're in the wrong for sure. All right. Coming up, we're going to check in. Speaking of Chicago, Jeff Manasso lives up there, and he's been reporting on what happened yesterday, this judge's decision to try to keep the National Guard troops, not federal troops, but National Guard troops, out of Chicago. She's put a two-week injunction on it. Now, I'm sure that'll get appeal, but we're going to get an update from Jeff Manasso when we come back. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.